Let's talk about Antichrist before.
Very controversial Antichrist. Which is out, when does that come out? It gets a proper release.
I don't know when Antichrist comes out in the cinema, Louise.
I'm sure it comes out soon, but...
Yes. I think it does. Very controversial because... well, let's just say it. There's controversial because of a moment of female genitalia mutilation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And basically female circumcision, which, by the way, happens around the world in various places all the time.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's portrayed on film. And sexual intercourse, portrayed very graphically at one point. Although, I've got to say, very beautiful.
Very artfully done.
I've never seen a pair of balls look so good.
I was hypnotised by them, swear.
That's getting cut. Oh, it was on the 24th of July. 24th. Oh. Not long.
July? No, you're telling the truth. There was another scene, well, it gets a bit horror-type-ish at some point, but... I think the other big moment was the sort of attack on the man's genitals, yeah, which you don't really see. You just see the attack initiated. You don't see things happening to it.
Yeah, the actual impact takes on off screen, but what happens after that, that's kind of...
Yes, the masturbation scene is both funny and just daft. But anyway...
And those are the things that are getting publicity just now.
Yes. Really.
Those are the things.
And if we count those up, those are what?
Five
minutes? Six minutes, maybe?
Not even 2 minutes, if you're looking. I mean,
well, the effect of the what happens to Willem Dafoe's character goes on longer, but actually
what you see added up, those three scenes altogether probably don't even come to a minute of the screen time.
Yeah, and that's what's getting publicity,
most attention.
And the fact it's Lars von Trier,
yeah,
who's got such a reputation, isn't he? Yeah.
But the film itself, so the film's about this couple who lose their child.
Very much in love at the start of the film.
Yeah, absolutely.
Beautiful opening sequence. I love the opening sequence.
Wonderfully filmed.
Yeah, I thought amazing, so. Yeah. I've heard a few people thought it was...
Gorgeous.
But no, I thought it was lovely, yeah.
And even the moment of the full penetration. When there was actually a piece of that that made it feel genuine. I'll move my hands from that position, sorry. It genuinely made it feel even more kind of beautiful and intimate. I thought so.
Yeah,
more sort of real than...
Yeah.
Just not another cheesy Hollywood sex scene.
Absolutely. But then, just a little bit later, the child dies through an accident. What happens is she's plunged into grief, a real, real tough grief that's really affecting her really badly mentally. The doctor prescribes her drugs, but her husband, played by Willem Dafoe, she's played by...
Charlotte Gainsbourg.
Charlotte Gainsbourg. But the husband is a psychotherapist or some sort of analyst, something like that. And he decides to treat her himself. And the way to treat her, he believes, is for her to confront her fears. One of which we discover is to go back to their home in the cabin in the woods.
Summer home, isn't it? Called Eden.
Not heavy-handed at all.
No.
And to confront the fear, because she has a big fear of this place for some reason. So they go out there, and that's where the film really kicks off. And actually, I thought there was a great theme, there was a great message going through the film. There's a really good central thread in there. But it was disguised with a lot of heavy-handed, in-your-face imagery that sometimes made sense, sometimes didn't. And the shocking moments. And I think it could have been a really good film without those as well.
I think so. Yeah. It doesn't need them. That's what's getting the publicity. But
yeah. But that's kind of filmmaker Lars von Trier is. He likes to try and push people's buttons. And that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think Willem Dafoe is really good.
Yeah,
he's very strong.
He's always good though. No matter what you see him in.
Yeah, I think he's the strongest. Though she does show a range of emotions, I suppose. And doesn't she?
I don't know.
I think that's what.
As I wrote my review, I think she's her character's dour all the way through. And I wrote that and realised that only Scottish people realise what the word dour means. She's unhappy and miserable.
Yeah.
All the way through. And I don't know, there's another range of emotions. She's upset and unhappy and angry.
Well, she goes through, the film does have the stages of grief and loss, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And you do see her, she does change a little bit. But
it is a kind of examination of grief and guilt, but it is kind of hidden amongst all this symbolism and talking foxes and torture porn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and don't ever, ever say something, a word, porn. I hate the use of that. I hate it. Really.
I'll take it back.
I've got a personal thing about that. Just this generic labelling of something.
Okay. So what would you call it then?
There's some really strong horror in it.
Violence, yeah.
Yeah, there is some graphic violence in it.
There's graphic violence, but I didn't feel it was anything I'd not...
It wasn't gratuitous.
It wasn't, no. It's not. It's tame compared to something like Hostel and Saw, when it's in context. Mm-hmm.
I think the only thing that really was gratuitous was that, the male masturbation scene.
Yeah.
It's not a male masturbation. I didn't know how to describe it.
Yeah.
And that was just silly, actually. And I think there was a giggle from the audience.
Well, a few laughs in there, yeah. Talking Fox.
Yeah, that was stupid. And then the theme of the animals throughout it was a bit confusing. And yet, when Willem Dafoe has a revelation, I can't, there's no way I can say it without spoiling the story. But when he discovers something...
Where he's in the attic, is that what he's...
I thought that was huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that in itself, carrying that forward... And the things with the photos and the looking at the past. That
sort of medieval...
That's a huge story in itself.
Yeah. It suddenly it clicked why...
Yeah.
Why what happened.
But it was all lost. It all just disappeared.
Yeah. No, I don't know if I'd recommend it to people to see. I think...
It's... The controversy made over it isn't worth it.
No.
No, that's what's going to get the punters into the cinema.
Don't believe the hype.
I think there's some good stuff in it. There's some good stuff to be had.
Would you recommend people see it?
I mean, certainly the cinematography is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. The dream sequences.
The slow motion sequences and that kind of thing.
I think it's worth it for Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
For, the cinematography is lovely. And there's a half-decent plot in there somewhere. It's just that some of these other things do mess it up a little bit, like the fox. And just the things you said, the animals, and that final closing sequence was a little bit where I think we're all thinking, what
does that mean now?
Yeah.
I've got thoughts what it could be, but it's almost take all that stuff out, but then it wouldn't be the film that it is. So,
I don't know. That's true.
I think there's certain people I would recommend it to that would like it, and other people. It's not a mainstream film, really, is it?
Definitely not. No.